Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Global Ports Holding third quarter financial conference call. I now hand over to Segun Agbaje, CEO of Global Ports Management. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our third call for this year. We have Ferdi Aldır, the CFO of the company, Arpak Demirci, the Deputy CEO and responsible for the all worldwide cruise operations, and Aslı Hanım, who is investor relations, is attending this call with me. As far as the highlights are concerned, we continue to grow inorganically in the cruise sector, which is the main sector we are operating. The passenger growth has been close to 8%. We have handled some 2.6 million passengers in this year. This represents a 7.8% increase on the passenger numbers. The EBITDA, on the other hand, as far as cruise is concerned, grew by more than double of that amount, with 17.6%, thanks to some tariff adjustments and change in the mix of the customers. Cargo sector, in terms of volume, what we have reported over the last three quarters continues. The volume growth, there has been a volume decline in cargo operations. The volume have declined by 10%, but our measures, as far as diversification is concerned and the tariff increases, results in offsetting this shortfall, downfall, fully. So we've reported a $28 million EBITDA from cargo operations last year, and we are reporting the same figure, this 2015 nine months as well. One thing we have seen, one positive thing we have seen is the volumes, the volumes in Antalya, the MARBOL volumes, were declining five quarters in a row, due to issues in China. The decline, quarter-to-quarter decline, used to be in excess of 20%. And we have seen a decline in the quantum of the decline, and for the first time this quarter, this three months, July, August, and September, we are able to report an increase. Albeit small, only 0.5%, but we are reporting an increase. So that supports our thoughts that we have seen the bottom as far as the MARBOL exports are concerned. Parallel to that, the margins are improving. Cruise margins, we've started with 64%. In the first nine months, we managed to increase it to 70%, and similar margin improvement we have seen in cargo operations, our margin is 65%. I must say that the devaluation in Turkish lira helped us to reduce U.S. translation of the cost in Turkish ports. In terms of debt metrics, you would recall that we are targeting a net debt target of 3. 2014, we closed with a 3.9 multiple of net debt target. As of the quarter end, it is now 3.8, slightly higher